Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we dive into the numbers that matter. I'm Alex, and I'm joined by my co-host Jordan to break down some truly impressive results from Analog Devices. Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions. Jordan, ADI just dropped some seriously impressive second quarter 2026 numbers. What jumped out at you first?
Alex, these weren't just good results. They were record-breaking across the board. ADI posted $3.62 billion in revenue, which beat the high end of their guidance and represents 15% sequential growth and a massive 37% year-over-year jump. But here's what really caught my attention. Their earnings per share hit $3.09, up 67% year-over-year. That's the kind of growth that makes investors sit up and take notice.
Those are some serious numbers. And what's fascinating is that this growth isn't coming from just one area. It's broad-based. Can you break down where this strength is coming from?
Absolutely. The industrial segment, which now represents 50% of their revenue, was the real powerhouse, up 20% sequentially and 56% year over year. But what's really exciting is their data center business within communications. This segment grew over 90% year over year, and CEO Vincent Roche mentioned it's being driven equally by their optical and power portfolios. That's where the AI infrastructure boom is really showing up.
Speaking of AI, they made a pretty significant strategic move during the quarter. Tell us about this Empower Semiconductor acquisition.
This is where things get really interesting from a technology standpoint. ADI is acquiring Empower Semiconductor for their integrated voltage regulator technology and silicon capacitors. Roche described this as the final piece of their comprehensive grid-to-core power platform. The compelling part? Empower's technology can allegedly reduce data center power consumption by 10 to 15% while shrinking power footprints by up to 4x. In an AI world where power efficiency is becoming critical, that's huge.
And the timing seems perfect given what we're hearing about power constraints in data centers. What did management say about when this technology will start generating meaningful revenue?
Roche was pretty clear. They expect to see significant revenue starting in 2027. Right now, Empower has minimal revenue, but there are design wins already in the pipeline. The combination of Empower's cutting-edge tech with AD's manufacturing scale and go-to-market capabilities should accelerate deployment significantly.
Let's talk about their automotive business, because that's been a mixed bag across the semiconductor industry lately. How did ADI perform there?
This was actually one of the pleasant surprises. Auto revenue was up 8% sequentially and 2% year over year, which doesn't sound massive until you consider the broader auto semiconductor headwinds we've been seeing. What's really impressive is that their battery management systems for EVs returned to year over year growth for the first time in 2 years. CFO Richard Puccio mentioned they saw record performance in Europe and Japan, plus a material pickup in China during the back part of the quarter.
That China recovery is interesting. Now, let's talk margins, because 73% gross margin is pretty extraordinary. Is this sustainable?
That's the key question. The 73% gross margin was driven by favorable mix, higher utilization, and pricing actions. But Puccio was pretty candid that they're running factories near capacity, so there's limited upside from utilization going forward. For third quarter, they're guiding gross margins down about 50 basis points, largely due to a one-time benefit that won't repeat. The reality is, at these utilization levels, any significant revenue upside would likely require more outsourcing, which could pressure margins.
What about the demand environment? Are customers getting nervous about supply constraints?
Roche painted a picture of general calmness with customers, though there are concerns about semiconductor supply chain choke points, particularly in memory. What's reassuring is that ADI has more than doubled their internal capacity since pre-COVID and built significant optionality into their external supply sources. Their lead times are in good shape, and they have flexibility to handle demand surges.
Looking ahead, what's the outlook for the rest of 2026?
For third quarter, they're guiding revenue of $3.09 billion, which would be down sequentially, but that's pretty typical seasonal patterns. What's encouraging is the segment-by-segment outlook. Industrial and automotive are expected to grow mid to high single digits sequentially, while communications, driven by that data center strength, is expected to be their fastest grower, up low to mid-teens. The only soft spot is consumer, which they expect down single digits.
Any concerns or red flags we should mention?
The main watch-out is the consumer segment, where they're starting to see some impact from broader economic pressures despite what Puccio called incredible resilience so far. Also, while their channel inventory remains within the target 6 to 7 week range, any broader semiconductor supply chain disruptions could create challenges. And of course, at 73% gross margins, there's limited room for further expansion without significant mix shifts.
Before we wrap up, what's your take on ADI's positioning for the longer term?
I think they're incredibly well positioned for several secular trends: AI infrastructure, electrification, automation, and healthcare digitalization. Their industrial business, which has 15 to 20-year product life cycles and generates their highest margins, gives them a stable foundation. The Empower acquisition shows they're being proactive about capturing emerging opportunities in power management. With $4.6 billion in trailing 12-month free cash flow and a disciplined capital allocation approach, they have the financial flexibility to keep investing in growth.
Any final thoughts for our listeners?
ADI delivered record results while maintaining pricing discipline and investing for the future. The breadth of their growth, from industrial automation to AI data centers to automotive electrification, suggests they're benefiting from multiple technological shifts happening simultaneously. For investors, the key things to watch are data center momentum continuing into 2027, the integration and revenue ramp of Empower's technology, and whether they can maintain these margin levels as they scale. Everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
That wraps up another Beta Finch earnings breakdown. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time for more AI-powered market insights. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.